Children, parental discretion is advised.
We destroyed Hampton 17-2. It was a massacre. It was beautiful.
Freddie, I hate baseball.
Oh, but you wouldn't say that if you were there. Garth hit 3 dingers. It's what ball players call home runs.
You know what I hate more than baseball?
Baseball fans.
When Garth gets a dinger, he just stands at the plate and kisses it goodbye. He's so adorable.
You know, I always thought that there were 9 men on a team, with the other 8 out selling peanuts.
Teresa, I'm just happy that my friend did well.
Oh, so Garth is your friend now, huh?
Yes, just like you.
Oh, well, I don't see my name doodled all over this program.
Teresa, men and women can be friends. Garth is just my friend from astronomy class.
So that's why there are stars in your eyes.
Kim, could you please tell Jaleesa that men and women can be friends?
Jaleesa, men and women can be friends.
Do you believe that?
No.
Would you like my opinion?
And I thought I hated baseball.
Men and women cannot be friends because women do not like bear.
Well, maybe you can't be friends with a man, but I can. As a matter of fact, I'm going to the spring cabaret dance with my friend, Dwayne.
That's because your friend, Garth, didn't ask you.
Jaleesa, my boy Garth Parker is so fast, the boy can throw the ball, run to the plate, hit the ball, run the center field, catch the ball, and rob himself of a home run.
He means a dinger.
Oh, man, so the ball didn't even know what was happening, coming down the lane like it was a strike. Him in the face. What?
You have been watching Walter Oakes' Wide, Wide World of Crazy. Excuse me.
How'd you like my sharp singing?
They gave you a bass hit off of that? Great dingers.
Thanks.
Hey, did I hear those children right? Your boys beat Hampton.
We killed them 17-2 thanks to my home run. Yeah.
Well, we whipped Hampton. Now, the last time that happened, I had hair. I know who got the 17, but who let in the 2?
What? The ball hit the wall so high, I would have had to be Spider-Man to reach it.
Next game, I'm gonna let the wall play right field.
Hey, coach, someone's in his eye.
Yeah. Oh, that was an excuse when we lost the night game.
What do you say we get some food?
Don't let him carry the tray.
Burgers and fries all around, please.
Pardon me, Garth. I've watched you play several times, and you have the grace of a dancer. Have you ever studied ballet?
I took tap when I was 5. Excuse me, Courtney.
It's Wheatley, you dumb jock!
Freddie.
Hi.
You know, it really helps my game when I look up and see you in the stands.
It does? Well, that's what friends are for.
Freddie, I know it's short notice, but what do you say we go to the spring cabaret dance?
Together?
It'd be more fun than dancing alone. Unless you already have a date.
Yeah. Dwayne and I decided to go to the dance together.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Maybe next dance.
Oh, L, Freddie. Well, when I hit the wall, I hurt my arm, my dancing arm. I can Roger, but I can't rap. You two go on and have a good time. Don't even think about me. I'll just have a... Oh, there. Go. Oh, it switched my arm.
So... I hear you are going to the dance with Garth.
Jaleesa, he's such a...
good friend.
Oh, he's more than that. He's
a pal.
The way he talks to me, it just makes me feel so...
friendly.
Oh. Who's talking about friendship? This man is a hunk.
Girl, he makes hunks look puny.
Oh, he's more than just a hunk, though. He's a hunk with substance. He looked right through that sea of beautiful women, and he picked me. Maybe he's a nearsighted hunk.
With that batting average, I don't think so.
Now, I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say, remember how you went gaga when you first met Dwayne? Take it one step at a time.
Actually, I was gonna say, jump to it, honey.
I wonder what our children are gonna be like. With his brains and my brains and his looks.
there'll be athletic geniuses that bump into walls.
Hey, Freddie, you left this in the pit.
Thank you. Don't know what planet I'm on.
Planet God.
Gotta get a new dress.
Does it bother you that she's so out there about some other guy?
No, we're just friends. Besides, Garth is a great guy. Was she just goofy over me?
Close. You know, she actually figured out when you two would get married, where you'd live, and how many kids you'd have. Oh. I think it was a boy and a girl.
Oh, see, I would have wanted two boys, Darryl and Mookie.
What are you doing?
Come on, man. If I hadn't hurt my arm, you wouldn't be able to see me. Ah! Whoa! You want that on replay? Whoa! Nope. Ah!
Whew. Georgia, let's cool down in here and then hit the shower. Hmm?
Oh, okay. I'll get the mats.
Hi, Tammy.
I'll cool down in the shower.
Baby, you look too hot to cool down. Where you going?
That is one body I would love to be a bee to sweat on.
Woo. Tammy. S1 ball, you can head out of the park every time.
Something tells me you played on that field.
I didn't plan to. A bunch of us were going on a picnic. And she came over to my place to help me find a blanket. Next thing I knew, she was all over me.
Get out of here!
She was wearing a t-shirt and these little red shorts. And when she bent over...
Ooh, get out of here!
I sure wore a catcher's mask, so that... That chick scratches like an alley cat.
And she kinky too. Get out of here.
Well, you know, once we got going, she started putting up a fuss. You know how they are. They want to do it, but they just can't give it up. Yeah. It's our job to let them off the hook. Let them think it wasn't their idea.
I hear you, man, but...
But what? Come on, man. When you're alone with the girl and your hands down her blouse... If she says, ooh, stop, don't tell me you do.
Well, most of the time. Man, I don't like getting scratched. Sight of my own blood freaks me out, man.
Buddy, if you want it, you gotta go for it. See, that's why the sun's always gonna be in your eyes.
Come on, Freddy.
Garth is going to love that dress.
Oh, I hope so. There's just one little problem. My heel keeps getting caught in this hem.
Well, maybe you should shorten it. It could blow the effect if you trip down the stairs and fall on him.
Freddy, you got a second?
Sure. Can you tuck me while I hem my dress?
Well, it's kind of important.
I'll start it.
Thanks. Okay. So, what is so important?
Is that Garth's cap?
Yes. He asked me to wear it for good luck before the road trip. It's okay, isn't it?
I guess so. I mean, you know, somebody lends you their personal hat and their personal head. Seems kind of personal.
Is this what you want to talk to me about?
No. I'm just wondering, how well do you know Garth?
I think pretty well.
Yes, but how well do we know anybody? And even when we know somebody, do we really know them? Or do we just know the them they want us to know?
Dwayne, this is so sweet. Are you jealous?
No, Freddy. I don't want you to go out with this guy.
I understand. I was jealous when you were going out with Suzanne.
Freddy, you got it all
wrong.
Maybe
one day you and I are going to feel the same way about each other at the same time. Maybe not. But we have something far more special than a fleeting romance. We have true friendship.
And as your friend, I'm telling you, don't go out with this man.
Why not?
He wears the catcher's mask.
He's a pitcher.
Freddy, this guy is fast. He might be out of your league.
Dwayne, I know I'm from New Mexico, but I do not have tumbleweed between my ears. I'm a big girl.
Freddy, he's a bigger guy. He might try to make you do things you don't want to do.
I know Garth Parks. He's a great person. He's your friend. What you're doing is really low.
You really don't know him, Freddy.
The person I really don't know is you.
I'd like to thank the NCAA for this beautiful Division III championship trophy. This on. Thank you. I know this award is not mine alone. Belongs to the whole team. Although it will sit on my desk, because I got it.
I ain't gonna give it up.
But
it's wrong. You got a second?
No, man, I'm still waiting for my congratulations call from President Bush.
But while we wait, let's pay tribute to the man who recruited Garth Parks. The man who had the guts to recruit a player, straight-A student, who could throw a ball through a brick wall. I'd like to give it to that man right now. Me, myself, and I. Walter Hope.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Are you done now, Walter?
Nope. But since the president must be jogging with Bab, what the fuck?
I need to talk to you about some things.
Sounds heavy, brother.
Yeah, it is. Do you whistle at women?
Yo, man, if Quail calls, I'm not in.
Square business. Last summer, when you worked in construction and a pretty girl walked by, did you whistle at her?
Whistling was a job requirement, man. The guys wouldn't even let you eat lunch with them unless you got a couple of them little, oh! And at least like, yo, mama, what's up, yo?
Right. And these women, what did they do?
Well, some of them yelled back. And then some of them use sign language. I think you know what I'm talking about. Oh, man, you're not thinking about work construction, are you? Now, it's one thing to drop a fly ball. There's another thing to drop a steel girder on a man's head.
No, I was just thinking about guys, you know, and how we treat women. When you were my age, you did a little hoochie. Did a little coochie too?
Sorry, didn't your daddy have this talk with you?
Oh, Walter, just try to imagine back then. You and your girl have the house to yourselves. You're in the den, on the couch. Lights are low. Jeffrey Osborne is telling you that you're going all the way.
I've been there.
All of a sudden, things are getting heavy. She calls for a timeout.
I've been there, too.
Now, you know that her mouth is saying no, but you're sure that there are parts of her saying yes, not to mention parts of you. What part do you listen to?
Her mouth. And then you go outside, take a swim in an unheated pool.
So it's not my job to get her off the hook or to help her give it up.
Man, if you think that's your job, your next job will be pressing license plates.
No, no, Walter, this isn't some wacko in the bushes with a raincoat. This is you and your honey.
Now, I don't care, man. If the woman says no and you don't listen to her, it's rape. Plain and simple, case closed, 10 to 20.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Now, it's my turn to ask questions. Why are we talking about this?
Well, it's just that, you know, guys need to talk about this stuff, too.
You walked into my life.
Freddie, you look gorgeous in that dress.
Thank you. Should have made it just a little shorter, though.
How's your knee?
Oh, swelling's gone down. Should have worn those matching shin guards.
God, just the man I'm looking for. If we hurry, we can catch that live interview with Sadu Haru Oh on ESPN. That's the greatest Japanese baseball home run hitter of all time. I think I'm gonna name my firstborn after him. Sadu Haru Oh Wayne. Hey, that'll work for a boy or a girl. Come on, man, let's go.
Why don't you tape it for me?
I'd love to, but there's a waffle stuck in the VCR.
Would you like to dance?
I'd love to dance. Freddie, thank you.
I'm talking to Garth.
Okay. You two kids enjoy this last dance. Coach told me to remind you that lights are out in 15 minutes.
Hey, curfew's at 11.
Not tonight. We got a lot riding on this road trip. Man, we can't afford to have you dozing off on the mound. Freddie, the night before a big game, athletes are not supposed to do too much cheek-to-cheeking, you understand? It saps the energy.
I'll take a vitamin.
Yeah, you.
Garth, could you please get me some punch?
Oh, that's a good idea. Give me some too, champ.
What are you doing?
I'm looking out for my boy. We're this close to the championship, Freddie.
I know exactly what you're up to, and you are not gonna ruin this night for me.
Freddie, this guy's a creep.
You're the creep.
Okay, you're on your own now.
Look, there's Polaris. That must be the Little Dipper.
I can barely make it out. I guess that's because the Little Dipper has
three stars brighter than the fourth magnitude.
I wish I'd have known that on the last astronomy test.
I know a place where we can see the stars much better, up at the Overlook. It's nice and high, and there's no glare from the city lights.
I've never been up there.
I know the way.
Oh, this view is incredible.
Sure is.
Look, see the lights from that used car lot? Looks just like Orion's belt.
The view from above is even better. I bring you the heavens.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's just like the sky back home in Santa Fe. Stars seem so close, you could just reach up and grab them. It's my first kiss. I mean, here at Hillman. I'm a dweeb of the first magnitude. Thank you. Isn't it Venus exploding? Wait a minute, please. God, hold on.
Freddie, you didn't come up here just to look at the stars.
God, stop it, please.
You want it rough? I can play that one. Coach.
Hey, Parks, it's after curfew, brother. I hope you're walking in your sleep.
Coach, I know I missed bed check, but if you're gonna bust anybody, bust Dwayne. I mean, I like the guy, but if you ask me, he's bounced off a few too many walls.
What'd the boy do this time?
First, he tells me take Freddie to the dance. Then he follows us up to the Overlook, and out of nowhere, he jumps into my sunroof and starts beating on me.
Dwayne Wayne?
Well, it wasn't all his fault. See, Freddie's trying to play the two of us against each other. She's bad news.
Freddie?
That chick is a tease. You should have heard her. Let's go look at the stars. Like we're going on some kind of field trip. You know the game they run. They want to do it, but they need a little help giving it up.
What did you just say?
You know how they are. They're trained to say no. It's our job to let them off the hook. Yeah.
Where'd you get those scratches?
Freddie, I told you. She puts on this great innocent act. Man, when she gets going, she's an alley cat.
Oh, man.
I'm never going out with her again.
Oh, you got that right. You might not be going out for a long time. I can't believe I actually begged that kid to come to school here. I even promised his mama that her little boy would ride home every week.
Walter, he had us all fooled.
I am so glad Freddie had the guts to report Garth to the police.
A lot of girls don't. They think if they were out on a date, somehow they were responsible.
That's probably what kept Tammy from saying anything till now.
Oh, Freddie,
are you okay?
I'm fine.
Way to go, Dwayne.
So, how does it feel to be a hero?
No, the real hero's right here. She did really well down at the police station. She didn't do too bad at the Overlook either. Hadn't been for her, I'd still be mooning the stars from a sunroof.
How's Tammy?
She's pretty shook up, but she told the police everything.
She just went up to his room to get a blanket for the picnic, and I thought I knew him.
Well, at least he's off the streets and in a jail cell where he belongs.
Maybe. Date rape is a hard thing to prove.
But we've got witnesses right here.
I'm gonna see this thing through to the end. Freddie, can I make you some No, thank you. Can I just have a couple of minutes alone with Dwayne, please?
Why don't we all go have some cocoa?
Okay. Oh, do you have any of like them itty-bitty marshmallow things?
Walter, isn't that bad luck before a road trip?
Not if I chewed on the left side of my face.
How's your back?
Oh, I think next time I get in the car, I'll use the door. You okay?
I will be. I think maybe I should go see a counselor over at Student Health.
I'm no counselor, but... here's a number to where we're gonna be on a road trip. Freddie, call me if you need to.
Okay. Dwayne, thank you. Thank you for being my friend.